I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Walking through the David Owsley Museum of Art, you might spy an eerie painting of a dark landscape that is radiating mysteriously. This is Ralph Albert Blake Locke's Golden Glow from 1894. On the edge of an ominous forest, you can faintly make out a teepee. Its occupants are warming by their small fire as the last of the sun's golden rays begin to fade from the sky. Blake Locke was known for his landscapes, but he wasn't a typical landscape painter. He preferred his scenes to be unspoiled and still, so he traveled to the American West where he could find Native Americans and learn about their culture. Blake Locke's fascination with Native Americans and their connection to the land motivated him to paint works like Golden Glow. Blake Locke's paintings emphasize bright lights and intense darks, and he sometimes mixed coal tar in his painting medium to create his moody images. Blake Locke spent most of his life struggling with money, but continued to paint nevertheless. It was not until shortly before his death in 1919 that his work started to be appreciated, but now you can see his evocative paintings in major museums throughout the United States, including our very own David Owsley Museum of Art. We'd like to thank Ball State student Zeke Brewer for their text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.